Welcome to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Think on this.
They've come out of a dark valley, a place of deep grief, tragedy, and heavy hearts. Their life is marked by the battle of infertility. The grief remains, but joy has come. They are adopting a child. They are aware of the loss of the biological parents at the same time because they know they have had to release their child to them.
Consider the words of Psalm 23, which says that even when we walk through the dark valley, God is with us. The key to all of this is accepting God does not leave us in the valley. God walks with us through it, guiding and comforting us. The thing is, when we walk through the valley, we must decide if we will stay there or go through it with God. No one is exempt from going through the dark valleys in life. It's the way life goes. There's no denying or avoiding the difficult and dark places. However, we have the choice of how we respond in the valley.
It's not easy to move out of the darkness, the place where the depth of pain is felt. Pain is often paralyzing. And there are moments in the valley which make it very difficult to move. You know what I'm talking about if you've spent any time in the valley. It's the place of being fragile and vulnerable, where it's too hard to pray and trust, where hope is lost, and it makes everything seem to be gray and pointless. But we will come to a crossroad in the valley, where we must decide whether or not we will trust God to walk us through it all. The key word is through.
The difference between someone staying and suffering in the dark valley and the one that moves through it all is not the depth of grief, but believing there is no other option but to trust God will move us out of the valley and give us more than can be imagined. You've been listening to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Follow us on social media or check out our website at tablethink.com for more content.